are still there. They're also part of one of the national chapters now. Sears Roebuck was a little bit strange. They came in later in the late 30s, I guess, and they built up at Biscayne Boulevard and 13th Street. That was really out of the downtown area.
It would be like a shopping center type thing.
Right. Except in those days they didn't have shopping centers. They just had this one damn department store sitting out there and put almost as boondocks. A. Lewis and Son, which was strictly a men's store on Flagler Street, and then there were the different shoe stores. Penny's had a store down there, and then of course there was Woolworth's and Crest's. Woolworth, Crest, and McCroy's were the three big, what they call dime stores in those days.
Of those ones that you've mentioned,
it was,
would
now
you consider, like, would most of the population at that time considered the best or most exclusive stores to be in that area, too?
Well, the exclusive store, the best store was Burdine's.
Was it?
Right. Jordan Marsh came along considerably later. They came in, I guess, in the... I can't remember whether they were in there before World War II or just after. Right. They came in just after, and they built up on 14th or 15th Street up on the boulevard, north end. Jordan Marsh came in as the exclusive store at that time. They operated on the principle that everybody thought they were more expensive, and they wanted people to think that. I mean, that was the way they did business. Your other major shopping center, which was oriented primarily to the tourist trade, of course, was Lincoln Road over on Miami Beach. And that had the shops there that were branches of the some of the New York department stores, Saks Fifth Avenue for one, and then the smaller, more exclusive shops that maintained a shop in possibly in Palm Beach, and then in Newport, or the summer tourist centers, high-priced tourist centers in the north.
But most of the residents wouldn't go to those stores. They would more likely, were they just...
Generally, no, but the local people did generally. They would take their Yankee visitors over to show them Lincoln Road. I mean, that was about as far as they went. They didn't think of buying on Lincoln Road.
Did that become sort of a landmark?
Lincoln Road was a tourist show place as far as the local people went. I mean, it's a great cheap way of spending an evening was to go over to Lincoln Road to see a movie, and either before or after the movie, you'd walk up and down the length of Lincoln Road looking on the shop windows, staring at the $20,000 diamond bracelets in Greenleaf and Crosby and places like that.
Now, outside of Lincoln Road, where might some of the other local landmarks called prominent in the area? Might you take someone, as a tourist, or just, sit one here or something?
Oh, they go over and go through the lobbies of some of the bigger hotels, like the Rooney Plaza, the Dempsey Vanderbilt, which was one of the new ones at that time, the Flamingo, the Fleetwood. Those were the old-time, better hotels on the beach. Coral Gables did not really develop as a shopping center until, I guess, in the late 30s, and then after World War II, what they called Miracle Mile out there, which was the part of Coral Way that ran from Ponce de Leon east. Was built up with nice stores and nice shops and became a